Coggo for breakfast.
All right, what's happening?
Now, if the Bendigo City Council were handing out nice neighbour awards, I am positive, absolutely positive, that my neighbour George would get one. He is so nice. Got home from work on Friday night and there was a big bunch of homegrown broccoli sitting on my porch. Now, he'd actually delivered one the week before, and then the week before that, I'm sure it was a homegrown cauliflower. Now, he's always giving us roses and kale, and he actually even a couple of months back helped us build our shed. He's just fantastic.
You're in Quarry Hill.
Yeah.
He's done all these, the shed, what?
Yeah, he helped us build the shed. Like, he literally built it. Veggies. My partner put up the frame and he did all the rest.
Veggies, roses.
Yeah.
How old is George?
I knew you were going to go there with this. George is probably in his early 70s and he's happily married. He's happily married to the lovely Mildred. No, it's not really Mildred. You know, Georgia Mildred. It's not really. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to give too much of George away. But I just want to say I think he's absolutely fabulous.
What's he doing? There's got to be a reason he doesn't. Neighbours do things for a reason.
I tell you what his reason is. He's got a big, beautiful, warm heart.
All right.
That
there's got to be more to it. He's.
No.
You've got something at your place he wants. That's what it is. He's going to come in soon and go, hey, by the way, all the nice things I've done, how about you sell me that thing over there?
Totally not.
Because you want your dog.
It is all genuine. Now, he doesn't want my dog. He doesn't
what
want anything.
George.
Nothing. What was that?
What's he want, George? It's George, isn't it?
It is George.
Yeah, George. What's he want?
He doesn't want anything. He's just a genuinely very kind man with a very big, warm heart.
I'm suspicious. So does he come over and say, g'day, Kylie, here's a bloody big pumpkin? Or does he walk off or does he have a conversation with you?
Well, he actually delivers the vegetables when we're not there. But if we're out the back and he's out the back as well, he'll put his hand over the fence with a big wad of kale and go, here you go. Thank you, George. He really is genuine.
They're not all and great neighbours, so you're a bit lucky, I would have thought.
I am totally lucky. I think he's one of the best neighbours in a very long time that I have lived next to, hands down. So I want to know if you can top that. Can you top my neighbour, George, on the hunt this morning for a great neighbour? 1327 10. You can call us on that number. What about you, Brian? What about your?
You've just moved in. Yeah, and I reckon the bloke across the back, I reckon he's having a coffee. I reckon he was smoking a pipe. I don't know what it was. Wasn't it a peace pipe or something? I'm not sure. Yeah, smoking a pipe at the back.
Oh, really?
Not sure it was in that pipe.
With stuff that makes you go funny. If that's what's happened to you this morning, well, no wonder why you're a bit off your chops.
It's a bit of a dodgy neighbourhood I've moved into.
Oh, that's too funny.
But anyway, if you've got a great neighbour, as Kylie said, 1327 10.
We are on the hunt this morning. You are too funny, aren't you? For a good neighbour, a great neighbour, actually, because I have just revealed that my neighbour, George, is one of the best neighbours I've ever lived next door to. He's fabulous. He's always bringing us fruit and vegetables and
he always wants some.
Helps.
I'm a bloke, mate. George is a bloke. He
building
wants
our shed. He does not want anything. I've been trying to convince Brian that he's just a really great fella. And we've got Emily on 1327 10. Emily, can you top my neighbour, George?
Oh, I don't know if I can top George, but I can certainly give it a go. We've just moved out of our residence of 4 years, and our neighbours that we had there were all quite lovely, but one stood out in particular, and that was Kevin, or a.k.a. Woody, and his wife Judy. I believe they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
Every single year they would remember our children's birthdays. They would bring them a gift. They'd bring them an Easter present, a Christmas present. They'd always come over and offer to help with anything we needed help with. They'd often come and kick the footy with my son. They were just lovely. Every year, Judy would, well, not every year, but just whenever she cleaned out her craft room, she'd bring all the bits and pieces over for my daughter.
Wow.
They were just absolutely lovely.
Where are these?
We will miss them.
Oh, we want neighbours like these people, like George. And what's the, what were their, Kevin, wasn't you, were saying? Kevin?
Woody and Judy.
I bet you wish that you could have taken them with you with your move so they could live next
Absolutely.
Door to you now.
They were just lovely and we were very grateful to have them as our neighbours for so long.
Oh, that is fantastic. What a beautiful story. Love it. Thank you. Now we're going to Troy. Troy, tell us about your neighbour experience.
Yeah, I've got a neighbour still.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, great mate. My dogs get out all the time. He's always chasing them down and bringing them back home for us, or running me and my wife into town if we want to go out and have a few drinks. He's just a champion bloke.
Where do you live, Troy?
Out in Eagle Hawk, mate.
Oh, well, that's pretty... Mate, if he's coming in after you've had a few froppies and picking you up, he's not an Uber driver, is he?
No, he's just a champion person, mate. He's a really genuine bloke, man. If he's listening, I'd like to say thanks.
Well, go on, do it.
Good on you. Yeah, say it.
Yeah, good on you, Phil. Thanks for everything, mate. I hope you enjoy those eggs.
Coggo for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or catch up with the Triple M app. And he goes Triple M. Triple M.